This is Player One.
This is Player Two.
And you're listening to another great show only on the Four Eyed Radio Network.
The Third.
For more great shows, check out www.foureyedradio.com. Hello, and this is Stephen Mooney. I'm here to talk to you about one of our proud sponsors on the 4i Radio Network. They are called America Joy Print Shop. If you're looking to do business cards, flyers, posters, banners, cut vinyl, car wraps, and more, then definitely check out AmericaJoy.com for more information. And tell them the Fern sent you.
This feeling deep inside of me, girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of the Long Boxcast. I am Kyle, and I'm here with my other host,
Steve-O.
And today we're doing something different. Normally our format is we jump into shout-outs and a whole bunch of other crap, and instead we're going to actually premiere a movie, that animated film that came out a long time ago. Well, I guess about a year ago.
Not really. I would say less than a year. It came out last year, but according to... As I'm starting to watch more and more of these, basically it's a DC
straight to video
movie. These are these adaptations that DC's been doing, and they're actually coming out really well. They're just taking stuff from the comic books. They'll change a couple of things, but pretty much it's exactly the same thing. They get a lot of good voice talent behind it. But this one, I'm guessing, is the first one because after you watch this, and we'll get into what it is, but after you watch it, they've been putting stuff at the end of their credits, and I didn't realize it until I watched it just recently. Like at the end, it's the opening to the Justice League War movie, which is kind of weird because what goes on in this movie is kind of like it doesn't make sense to be the second one.
Right, because it's almost like because we know the events in this movie, it seems like they kind of already all know each other.
Yes.
And then for it to flash back and then flash forward kind of thing. So
it's a very weird thing. But of course, as you're talking about Flash, this is going to be the Justice League Flashpoint Paradox.
Paradox!
Kyle and I have watched it.
Not together, separately, in our own bathrooms.
Yeah, we're going to watch it together. Basically, we're gonna set the movie up, and we'll tell you right when to start it. This is something new we're trying. So if you guys really like it, you guys love this commentary thing, we'll do more, because I do have a bunch of other DC movies and also other comic book movies. We're not just going to stick to, you know, DC. We'll probably do Marvel.
Yeah, because they have a whole bunch of other ones. They have, like, the Hulk versus the series.
Yeah,
they
and
did.
Most of some of the
Planet stuff, Hulk they did, which was really good.
Yeah, Planet Hulk is really good. And a lot of the stuff you can actually see actually also on Netflix right now, especially with Marvel, of course. Marvel actually just released their press release about everybody getting ready to film the new Daredevil series that will be on Netflix.
Oh, nice, yeah.
So,
and I know they just launched their casting with the new Fantastic Four.
Yes.
So obviously everyone's ramping up for all these new shows and movies and everything that's coming out.
Yeah, so this is rated PG-13. We're watching it on the Blu-ray combo pack
Blu-ray
I picked up.
Combo.
Of course, if you want to watch along with us, you can get this on iTunes. You can get this on Amazon. Of course, if you want to go through Amazon, go, of course, through the Sasquatch.net.
Yes.
Click on our Amazon banner. Go ahead and buy. You can even probably buy it on Amazon Instant as well. So if you just
I imagine so, yeah.
Right there.
I know sometimes YouTube's now doing a promotion too where you can buy it through YouTube for like a certain amount and they get a download key. As always, this show is brought to you by the Four Eyed Radio Network, the Fern. You can listen to all our shows at foureyedradio.com. And of course, you can find us, of course, on all those social networks. We even put links up today to our Twitter and our Facebook.
Okay.
And we'll be putting links to obviously all our other ones where you can find us on social networks.
A little bit about this movie. It's based off of the graphic novel, of course, called The Flashpoint Paradox. Again, this is going to be a spoiler, pretty much, podcast.
We're
going to talk about everything. We're going to commentate. We're going to talk about artwork. We're going to talk about voice acting. We're going to talk about how things are well done. So we'll even maybe, like, jump ahead a bit, like, oh, I like this part coming up. So
if you didn't remember.
I'm hopefully not going to sit there and just get engulfed in the movie and just leave this blank for you guys. But again, this is a commentary track, so if you don't want any spoilers,
go watch it
and then come back and listen to it, because I don't want to ruin anything for you, because these have actually been really good. So
yeah, this one I think is right up there, because not only on like an emotional level with all the characters, but it was such a good comic read, because it was such one of those alternatives, because they're known for those infinite worlds.
Yes.
And there was even that one that came out, Justice League versus the something else, like the
Injustice League or something like
and
that.
And it was like Owlman and all these
other
characters.
Yeah, it was like Owlman, which was cool about that one, because Owlman was actually voiced by James Woods.
And he did an excellent job.
And like, it was weird, because when they said it, I was like, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
because
you're thinking, ooh, Beast Candy.
Yeah, yeah, we're thinking the Family Guy one. So, but again, they do get a lot of good voice acting. I think a lot of the people who are in this transfer over into the next couple of movies. The only one that didn't transfer over was Batman's in this, and it is voiced by Kevin Conroy, of course.
Right.
He delivers very well, but it's kind of funny for this one, because Batman, he's in it, but it's not Kevin Conroy's Batman.
Right. Not at the not halfway through.
Halfway through,
because obviously they're jumping through worlds.
There's a couple of different things that are going on. So, of course, without further ado, I guess we'll start this up now. We're literally going to be, once I hit play, it's literally just like the opening sequence. It's going to have the DC symbol. And it's just going to go right into it. So if you want,
and unfortunately, Steve and I do have food and beer, so you might hear us drinking and eating.
Well, I'm probably not going to eat because I don't want.
Well, it could be. It might add to the effect, though, if it's like, Flash, I'm hungry, and it'd be like, yum, 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 yum.
But yeah, okay. So we'll see how this goes. Of course, afterwards, if you guys really enjoyed these, we don't want to do them like every single time. We might do it like maybe every once a month.
When one comes out, if one's coming
out.
Or,
yeah, I mean, because the newest one that just came out before
was
the Batman War. Was War. So.
And I know they're working on those other two, the Aquaman. They're working on one for Shazam with his retelling.
Yes.
They're working on one, I heard right now, for John Stewart Green Lantern.
Oh, okay.
Which will be neat if they're going to tie that in. So we'll see how they go.
But yeah, we'll do that. And also I think in this as well is, oh God, who's the guy from Firefly?
Oh yeah, Wash. He was the voice of pilot.
Wash. Well, no, not Wash. He wasn't the voice of not the pilot. He could be in this. I'm not sure, but the other guy, the guy who's like the main captain dude.
Oh, Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion.
Is he as the Green Lantern?
Yeah, he's the Green Lantern.
Oh, okay, so he's still a Green Lantern.
So he's like still the Green Lantern in this.
Because I know in War, Wash, who was the pilot, is the voice of Superman.
Yes, and it's a completely different voice for Green Lantern in War.
Yeah, it has that. It's that other guy.
But it's I was actually, to be surprisingly, well, definitely, if you guys like this, we'll definitely do War next, because we're gonna try to do them in order. But definitely.
We'll do Doctor Strange again.
Yes, Doctor Strange again. After watching War, I really loved Green Lantern. Of course, spoiler. He's like the comic relief in this one.
Yeah.
In that one, which was really surprising. So, of course, without further ado, Kyle and I will jump into this. We're going to start it right now.
So it has been loading up.
Okay.
DC Comics.
So DC Comics right now.
From DC Entertainment. Because you didn't know who they were, they are also DC.
Of course, there's the Warner Brothers logo presents. I'm actually
remember when they used to do that. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, and it had what's his face? Bugs Bunny.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, right now it's a young version of Alan Barry and his mother.
That's right. So they're broken down.
Broken down on the side of the road. Which is actually really funny, because I just found the backstory to the new 52 Flash. I finally read volume 2. I have to say, they did fucking so much with just volume 2
with
the Flash. Like, everybody's in it. The entire Rogues Gallery's in it.
Oh, nice.
Gorilla Grodd.
Well, probably these are all people that people were like, hey, we want to see all these people
because
those are some of his characters that he's known for.
Yeah, and then what's really cool is you get to see a you get to see like his father's backstory, which with this you didn't see. So of course, Barry, he's a very energetic little boy.
He's a single mom kind of thing. He's blonde.
Yeah, single mom.
He's white, of course. So you know that
he likes
get
to
that
litter
going
with
for
those
him.
Leaves.
Yeah, he likes to kick leaves. Take that stick.
Yeah, take that stick.
Yeah, son of a look, I got a key and everything.
I think he's a latchkey kid.
Yeah, lights are off.
Broken
looks
glass.
Like broken glass. He's like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah,
everything's all torn up. Looks like there was a struggle. His cake. Oh, no, his cake.
I don't know if it was his cake. I think it was his mom's birthday.
She made her own freaking cake. Way to go, Barry.
Well, he just came home from school because happy birthday, mom.
See,
he drops his card. You know.
God damn it, Barry.
It's really funny with this part coming up actually right now. I know this.
Hilarious.
You'll be laughing your ass off.
You see this detective writing down stuff. Right. And it literally looks like Commissioner Gordon, but of course this takes place in Central City.
Right, Central City.
So it has nothing to do with that.
But of course, yeah, right away as you jump
yes.
to.
Okay, of course anybody listens to this commentary is going to be like, Steve thinks when Alan Berry's mom gets killed is hilarious.
Yes.
You're an ass.
A breaking gun rock.
This is actually pretty, like, it's a really quick way to do his backstory.
Plus, if you think about the similarities between him and Batman.
Yes.
And not a lot of people notice that. They always talk about, oh, Batman, Batman, Batman.
Yeah, but that was the thing. I really had no idea what Alan Berry's backstory was until I literally watched this, and that actually got me to go, hey, I want to watch, I wanted to read the comic, so.
You don't know. I had a stick. If I didn't have that stick yeah, weighing me down.
Yeah, really. If you didn't have that stick
I
weighing me down. Made
it. Well, you had a backpack on, everything. Like if yeah. you.
Now, yeah, he's talking with Iris, which is funny because like they're hooked up in this. I don't know if they're hooked up in the New 52. He's actually in love with another girl in New 52, and Iris is like basically like in this like time like paradox thing that's going on right now, which is kind of interesting. So. Yeah, that's the other thing about the Flash, which I thought was funny, is like he has his own museum. Like Superman doesn't have a museum, Batman doesn't have a museum. Like so.
Well, see, then again, it depends. Like he's done so much for Central City that he, you know, he's done so much that they built a monument to him. Whereas like Superman, like he's more world known.
Yeah.
So. Oh no, his statue.
So not of course, that. We game. Got what was it? Top.
Yeah, we got top heavy.
Corny puns.
Yeah, that's the beauty of those. He always had that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And what was it, the Trickster or was
it? Yeah,
there's
the Trickster, yeah, Mirror Master and Heat Wave.
And Mirror Master was always a guy I liked, because if you ever saw the one with Doom, the animation.
I think so.
It's one where basically Batman has this contingency for everyone
and then
they figure it out and change it.
Yeah, that's another one we'll get into. Now this is what I really liked about this, is basically it's funny because the Justice League has like the Injustice League, but Flash literally has his own kind of team up of villains to go after him. They're called the Rogue Gallery.
Yeah, the Rogue Gallery. Literally, that's what they're called. Like, they don't just go off of like. Because everyone knows of the Rogue Gallery of like Batman.
Yeah.
But it's not like. It's not
so
as well known.
I think it's been shortened down to the Rogues.
Right,
now,
the Rogues
but,
now.
But yeah, you got Captain Boomerang.
Yeah, which, and he was a big plot point in some of the early Infinity Crisis ones.
And then you also got Captain Cold.
Yeah.
Which is funny because Captain Cold literally was like basically like Mr. Freeze.
Right.
This is what I love about this, is like you can see like just how like just all the stuff he can actually do, the Flash.
Right.
Yeah, this is such a good sequence.
Hello.
Captain Boomerang, of course, has like the Australian. You call
right.
that
a call
noise?
That a boomerang. Noise. This is a boomerang.
You call that a noise?
Oi, 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 copper.
I'll show you. Of course, the Reverse Flash shows up.
Yeah, and everyone's like, what?
Of course, if you guys don't know who the Reverse Flash is Fane. Or Professor. Professor Speed, I think that's what go by with him.
Son of a bitch.
I just like how much of a psychopath he is. Fawn, that was it, okay. Now, the cool part about Fawn is actually, he's actually from the future.
Right.
And he mimics the Flash, and then he comes back to pretty much kind of it's kind of funny because not only is he like trying to be better than Barry Allen, he's actually trying to mentor him and try to actually show him like you could do so much more with like your powers and everything like that. So it's a really weird like villain relationship with him, because you know most of them are just like, I'm gonna kill you or whatnot, but he just comes to the point where it's just like, And the cool part with them, I guess, is like you can't do certain things because there's two people, I guess, using the Speed Force at the same time.
Oh, right.
So, which you'll pretty much you learn about a little bit of the thing. And of course, who shows up? Motherfucking Batman.
I'm the goddamn Batman.
That was such a good entrance. I'm like, how come they've never done any of those cool entrances in the movie, you know?
It looks like it's Tim Daly again.
I'm not sure if it's Tim Daly in this one.
And you got all the other people.
Cyborg's running in right now. Nathan Fillion. See, I even said, I was like, really? They picked, don't get me wrong, Ryan Reynolds, I get it because he was hot at that time, but I really think Nathan Fillion would have been a better Hal Jordan. And you got,
Why do I look a lot like that guy from Torchwood?
I know, it's so it's so weird with, like, I love the animation in this, but for some reason, Aquaman just looks way off.
Well, like, even, like, the Superman looks, like, really huge for some reason.
It's kind of weird.
Take your pants off.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute.
I don't know. If Kevin Conroy... Kevin Conroy could probably get anybody to take their pants off just with that Batman voice.
Yeah, exactly. I am vengeance.
I am night. Get your pants
off. Take those dirty breeches.
A lot of people don't know that Captain Atom... it's funny, when I first saw him, I literally thought he had a maple leaf on his
head. Right, yeah. Because I ever thought, like, oh, because you're thinking, like, the guy from the Canadian... Alphas.
Alphas, yeah.
From Marvel.
Marvel, but, yeah... So actually, you know what's funny? Captain Atom is a character that doesn't really get used often, but when they do, they seem to do a pretty good job with him. It's kind of funny because Aquaman, you think, they really
It's like microbials.
Yeah. But it's funny with Aquaman, like, especially in this one, they've really given him, like, this kind of, like, fuck you attitude, because I guess they're just like, you know what? No one likes Aquaman. Let's just make him a dick. And see what happens. And I think more people have actually enjoyed that a lot more. Batman with all of his great technology.
That's why, yeah, I like about Cyborg's using technology. Aquaman's using microbes to eat it. Mm-hmm. I love what she said. If you heard it, Wonder Woman says, I'd suck it in if I was you. Meaning, like, she's about to shoot him in the junk.
Yeah.
So you might as well, like, get used to it being cold.
Yeah. My favorite, though, is Superman when it comes up. Because Superman, he literally just, like, a little bit back while they're doing this, he's, like, holding it.
Yeah,
he's like, just, the worst part is waiting.
Right, because he's obviously just waiting for it to detonate.
Explode, you know, or whatnot. And you got Aquaman breaking it.
Look at what I can do. Like, I crushed it like a little worm.
Yeah, that's what he looks like. He looks like
Yeah. And then, of course, he's just going to blow it up.
Yeah, he's just going to let it, like, just explode in his hands. And to me, that was kind of cool because it's like, yeah, I get Superman's very powerful, but they really kind of hold back his limits sometimes. Like, especially watching, like, the old Justice League cartoons. It's like he gets hit with a laser. He's like,
well, that's why I liked is they had to dumb down his powers after a while because, like, they were having issues with him where there was an issue of a comic where there was, like, a star that was going to erupt.
Uh-huh.
And it was going to erupt, and it was going to consume, like, the star. So the Superman just goes up and goes, like it was a candle. Yeah. And they're like, okay, well, if a guy can do that, like how do you make him vulnerable? Well, so it was actually the Burn did that. When they came back with him getting the Arnold physique, they made him more vulnerable. That's like his cape could get destroyed. Mentala was, like, kind of even far. So that was actually good. Like, they kind of dumbed down his powers a bit. But you don't have my cock.
That's what I like about that.
Yeah, he's always, like, thinking. Like,
yeah, well, that's why I was very confused with, like, Justice League Flash, because it was always, like, he was very cocky, very this, and I was like, this is weird, because after I read, like, the Barry Allen, I was like, why did they make Barry Allen? And then finally there was just the one episode where it was all, like, it wasn't Barry Allen, it was, oh, crap, it was the one after him. Basically, he was, like, Kid Flash or whatnot. Wally.
Yeah.
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah, you bastard.
He's such a dick when he says that. I really like how they did his eyes in this, too. Superman just...
See, right there, I would have, like...
I got nothing.
Just...
This was really weird because I've never seen Flash and like Batman like ever this close.
Yeah, because obviously, like, that's why I like is like in this they've. It makes sense though, like if you think about it, like yeah, him they're the same kind of childhoods.
Like
here
go.
Comes Flash being
really
like.
Fast.
Woo!
There's the opening. So really good, really quick. You know, I think it was 18 minutes into the
goddamn,
movie,
we're fucked. Yeah,
maybe less, but it was already just like here's his backstory, here's some action packed,
here's some of his rogues.
So I mean, this is like what I've been trying to think that most superhero movies need to do.
But what I like about this too is in this version, Barry tries to work both angles. Like most people have secret identities and they're just like, you know, mild mannered Clark Kent or billionaire yeah. Bruce Wayne. Where like he's actually like, I'm a cop working my ass off trying to investigate.
Actually works
things.
In the forensics.
That's what I like about it. Like, so he's always investigating things. And then like that's how he knows how to get out there and
yeah.
stop the bad guys.
So it's kind of cool. I really like this setup, too, because it's already, like, Captain Cold's back out, Boomerang's back out, and he's sitting there going like this. But then you're thinking, going like in your head, you're like, well, that happens sometimes with the Rogue Gallery. They sometimes get into fights with each other. That guy's face.
Yeah, hole? How do you know
that? What are you talking about?
Why are you talking to yourself?
Where's my ring? Way to go, asshole.
Oh, I slipped on some stuff.
That's got to be a weird feeling.
Yeah, you're like, what?
Yeah, we're getting sucked in right now. So really, nothing too major is going on. It's just he runs into his mom, and he's like, what the hell?
Yeah, this is the best part, because it's like, he has no clue what's going on. His ring's gone.
Yeah.
No one knows who the hell the Flash is.
Yeah.
And then it's like, his mom's alive, so mm-hmm. it's like, oh, well, wait a minute.
Yeah, what's going on with this? So, but very touching moment, because it's like, he hasn't seen his mom since he was probably like eight.
A child, yeah. Yeah, ooh, creepy.
Oh, this is getting weird. Yeah, the war. It was so weird when like I first started watching this, it was just like the war, and it was like, what are you talking about? And that was all like Wonder Woman, the Amazons are battling the Atlanteans. I'm like, that's like the... Oh, yeah, the gay line.
Yeah, the mom's just thinking like, huh?
Which is funny, because if you think about it, probably, what, 15 years ago, there was no way they could have gotten away with that.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Someone saying, like, oh, what, you gay or you're homosexual or something like that, so...
Yeah, what, you like a dig in your mouth? What's going on over here?
The rated R
yeah, exactly.
director's cut version of this. Barry, I get it. You suck dick
for Coke. You
suck
dick for Coke. We
no,
get
Mom,
it.
That's not... No, I'm the Flash.
Yeah, that's whatever what they call you because you're so
good at
it. It'll be over in a flash.
In a flash. You get to. This is really kind of cool
yeah.
because it's a Wayne's Casino.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you're like, well, wait
which
a minute.
Is like, what the fuck? So
yeah, so right away, so if you're a fan and don't know, you're like, gee. And then, of course, Batman's
yeah,
using
Batman's
firearms.
He's using firearms.
You're
and
you're
like,
just like,
what
the
fuck? Of course, he's battling. I think the woman's called Yo-Yo, but
yeah.
I think it's supposed to be like Harley Quinn.
Right, exactly.
But
yeah, her name was like Yo-Yo in the thing, but she's supposed to kind of be like the Harley Quinn or the...
Yeah.
Saga. Really good fight scene, though, because it's like you see how they're both like martial sound.
But it's really kind of funny because if you watch it, like he's using a lot of guns, a lot of weapons, stuff like that, but he's not like. He's actually kind of getting his ass beat.
Yeah, he doesn't really have martial arts like she
does. Martial arts like.
He's got a bit, though.
Bruce
you see
Wayne
him like
Batman.
Blocking and stuff and like just throwing like right hooks and stuff.
Yeah. He's more of like a grunt kind of battle, but.
Yeah, because like what I like about those, like he's trying to, like, all he has to do is shoot her. All he has to do is put a bullet in her and she'll be dead, and like how good and quick she is.
Yeah, with everybody.
And then here she is trying to strangle him with some yo-yo wire.
All that kind of stuff.
And of course, he's just like, a Batman. Drop you on your face!
Drop you on your face, bitch.
Try to strangle me.
Batman starts panning. So he's looking for the Joker, so we're like, okay,
yeah,
at least the Joker's still here.
Yeah, of course, like you're like, oh.
he just like pulls out like this pliers to rip her tongue out. That's another, so it wasn't like Harvey Dent, it was Judge Dent.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Like, so already.
Yeah, he became a judge instead of an attorney. This is one of the parts that you're like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's just like, holy shit. And you're just like, just when you first watch this, you're just trying to figure this kind of stuff out.
Yeah.
It's like, what's going on?
And then obviously Cyborg's in it and he looks all cray cray.
Yeah, Cyborg comes out. Yeah, that's what I liked about Cyborg in this. Like, he's very upgrade. And then when you find out why, because he's like working actually for like the government. And then, of course, tries to talk to Batman.
Such a guy. I was like, what the?
I'd say the cool part I like about him is, like, he still has all the know-with-all, you know? Like,
well, that's what I like about it. It's like he's Batman. Dedicated his life still to doing, becoming the Batman, but it's just a little off. Like, there's something different about it.
Yeah, it's very...
And even, like, Cyborg, too, because he looks like he's more of an adult as opposed to, like, when he was
a teenager
kind of thing.
So.
Remember these guys?
Well, that's what I like. You can see Captain Cole is a part of the superheroes team, which is very weird. What was really cool, though, is like it's the instead of just one kid, it's actually the Shazam kids.
Oh, right.
Shade's in it. I like that.
Yeah, all the kids.
It's Batman.
It's Batman guy. We could always...
No, I don't want to stop and start.
We can't stop the party, man.
Unofficial.
We have our unofficial intern trying to interrupt the smoking.
Unless you want to take it for a little bit while I do a smoke break, and then
I can run with this. I'll let people know what's going on. Steve's gonna go for a smoke. So if you guys are at this part of the story, it's where Wonder Woman is like attacking people, Aquaman's attacking people, and Steve left for a smoke. And here's when Batman goes crazy. So at this point, what we know is that Cyborg has met up with Batman. Batman has thrown Yo-Yo off a roof and Cyborg caught her. They're showing like kind of like the Justice League and like Captain Cold's on it, Vision's on it. You got looks like the Scarecrow's part of it, Scarlet Witch is in part of it. You got Batman, of course, like he's, you know, very Graf and very Griff, and you know, they're trying to stop this war between the Atlanteans and the Amazonians. And of course, you know, Flash is running around everywhere, but he doesn't really feel like he has his abilities. And at this point, what's weird is Iris is like has a husband and has a life without even Barry knowing anything. And what's interesting is, like, not only has he witnessed that, but it's like they have invasion drills because they're worried about the war that's going on. You have all this traffic that's going on. He's trying to get into Gotham, and obviously it's like he's going to go to, of course, his friend's house. And his friend, of course, is Bruce Wayne. So he's gone all the way to the Wayne Manor, and the Wayne Manor is in disarray. It's really dark. Looks like it's not been used for years. Like, it's completely, like, boarded up and... almost looks abandoned. So it's like he's almost like, okay, what the hell's going on? And of course, Barry knows where everything is, so he's going in there like if he was, you know, if it was his regular friend. As he's walking in, he's finding all these broken like bottles and shit, guns everywhere, explosives, all these kinds of things. And of course, bam, punch to the skull. Gets his ass kicked. And they're having a confrontation. And he keeps calling him Bruce, and of course the guy starts kicking his ass. And then the secret revealed that Thomas Wayne is the Batman. And of course, it's just like, Jesus Christ, oh my God. Pilgrim to Mayflower. So now, of course, there's a fighting going on.
Yeah,
What's interesting is like the Amazons and the Amazons looks like the Atlanteans are in battle, and it looks like they're actually pretty vulnerable. Like they're just using firearms, and they're able to kill the Atlanteans no problem. All right, now it looks like a guy with a long beard and stuff is going after him, and he just got roped by a flying crazy girl in armor, and that would be Wonder Woman. And she's wearing like a sarong or something like that. Sarong. She's choking the crap out of him. When she's strangling a guy. And it turns out it was Steve Trevor, the guy she falls in love with in the storyline. But if you don't know that, you're stupid. And of course, now all these, they're going after Lois Lane. She's a Pulitzer Prize winner, and she's working with the Resistance, is trying to stop the war. She meets this guy. And then it's like, now she's going to kill this guy. And so she ends up killing Steve Trevor like it's nothing, using the Lasso of Truth. And she has a smirk on her face because she likes killing people. Now Batman's breaking his fingers. And so then Batman's beating him up. Yeah, you just missed all the good stuff. Wonder Woman strangled the guy, and the guy was Steve Trevor.
I'm back. No, this is the cool part where he's interrogating basically Barry Allen. He's already broken his fingers and shit, which Kyle probably already talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, what a nail in the coffin right there.
It's like, well, wait a minute.
No. I was just about to say that. That's what it is, the reverse flash. Or Professor Speed. He's got so many fucking names, Thawne.
Yeah.
It was weird, though, because he was actually in the Flash series. Like, that was, like, the live-action series that was, like, on a long, long time ago where the Trickster was actually played by Mark Hamill. And they made him blue.
Weird.
And they just called him Thawne. They didn't call him anything else.
It's crazy! And it was cool because they were talking about how Lois Lane is, like, helping the Resistance, and Steve Trevor.
Yes.
Like, she caught him and, like, strangled him to death.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty interesting.
That was pretty cool. Another cool part I like, I forgot who was in this, also was Deathstroke, so. So. Funny part with this Batman, Thomas Wayne, is the fact that he's actually, like, a doctor.
Yeah, that's what I liked about the line that he said. He's like, mention my dead son again, I'll bust out my surgical equipment.
Yeah, it's just kind of like...
And what I really like is when they first get to the house, like, it's still all boarded up. Like, it's, like, it's been abandoned because he's been just Batman the whole time.
Yeah, like, he gave up on it. Well, that's why... Yeah, that's actually a good line in the movie, too. They talk about, like, he's like, oh, Batman had a really more stealthy, like, plane or whatnot. And then he makes a joke about, like, yeah, well, he's like, I have to, you know, drive around, like, thugs and mobsters and stuff like that because he runs the casino thing. Okay, yeah, this is a really cool scene right here. So basically, you got the ship going on. You got Deathstroke.
Yeah, who's kind of helped leading the Resistance.
Yeah,
I
which
guess.
Is weird. So you got Deathstroke, you got Lex Luthor. He's such a smug. Even as a good guy, he's such a smug asshole.
Well, that's what I liked about him in that one, the Against the Infinites, because it was like him and the Joker were friends. Like, Joker was actually more of a hero.
and that in the opening of that, and then like Luther escapes, but he's just more like matter of fact about it, like, you know, it doesn't matter, like, I'm just here to stop everything.
Yeah.
See for yourself.
Yo, 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 yo. Don't mind me, I'm Deathstroke.
So is Deathstroke black now?
It looks like it, yeah.
No, he's not.
He looks kind of dark to me.
It's just a tan skin with Deathstroke.
Yeah, when is he going to get tanned in this dark apocalyptic world?
Yeah.
It's blacker than a motherfucker.
So this is really cool, because then you got this huge ship showing up, and what I liked about the whole thing with the Atlanteans, which shows up, is that you're going to see soon, is not only is it just Aquaman, but also Black Manta has
teamed up together.
Because
it's more like a war against them.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, did you shine in the face?
That guy gets killed.
That was one thing that I noticed, too, was that the Amazonians seemed pretty vulnerable, too, because they were being shot at by gunfire. Yeah. We're actually taking bullets, too.
Yeah, so what's kind of cool, there's some super power teams on that ship as well.
Yeah, they're trying to help out.
They're trying to help out as well. The Atlantean armor, that's really kind of cool, because you're looking at them going like, oh, that armor looks like, it's like, doesn't look like anything they would wear like usually. And then you got, one of the Kid Colds.
Yeah, the Kid Colds and... Oh, shit.
That guy just got fucked up. He got fucked up. Everyone just gets fucked up right here.
Big fat guns. So it looks like it's Aqualad?
No. I thought it was Aqualad at first, but you're actually going to see Aqualad.
Oh, okay. So this must be the other guy then.
Yeah, there's another...
Clayface?
Oh, yeah, Clayface. I forgot. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. He just comes...
Yeah, Clayface is just huge. Rips through everybody.
See, I would love to see a Clayface in a Batman movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just freaking cool.
Oh, use sound to get him. Oh, yeah, there's that.
So, yeah. You got, actually, I think that's his best friend, the guy that first comes out. And then there was a girl that I think like he was in love with, Aqualad.
Yeah.
But it was kind of funny because I didn't know who any of these people were until actually I watched the Young Justice show. So I actually kind of like this because you kind of see Lex Luthor. He can actually kind of fight.
Yeah, he's a good shot, a good marksman.
Yeah, so I fucking love Deathstroke, man.
Yeah, Deathstroke is just incredible.
Man. I would really love a thing like that. Deathstroke and Deadpool together.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Aqualad. That's
yeah, here comes Aqualad with his sword and stuff.
Yeah.
But I remember him, though. His character with the water powers
was
somebody, too.
Yeah, I forget who he is. I want to say I think he's literally, like, Aqualad's, like, best friend.
Yeah.
So, and then you got
Black Manta comes in.
Fucking like, he's fucking huge. Like, I didn't realize how big Black Manta was. Oh, and then Deathstroke just gets
shot right in the chest. And then, of course, here he comes again. Yeah, yeah.
It's so weird with Aquaman. I've actually enjoyed him more with him actually having his trident.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's Orm. And Orm's big in the New 52, where Orm's almost, like, taking over.
Oh, yeah?
And it's more like because Aquaman's kind of abandoned to go, like, help the Justice League. So Orm's kind of now become the ruler of the sea.
But, yeah. So now we're back at the Wayne
And that's
Manor.
The big thing is that everyone dies.
Yeah, that was a big, big thing in this, but...
And this is what's really nuts is like this shit that he's like basically
yeah he's trying to recreate the serum. Basically what turned him into the Flash like you just said, which is kind of cool. Because
he obviously knew the compounds that made him.
Yeah, he knew all the compounds, which is funny because like what he was actually working on in the lab had nothing to do with that, and it was just like when he just gets struck by lightning with all these chemicals inbound. So yeah, this is really good. So got Thomas Wayne kind of helping me. It's kind of funny that if you think about it, that it was a good choice that they picked Thomas Wayne to be in this ultimate dimension because he is a doctor. And what you're about to see right now is the Flash gets fucked up.
Yeah, big time.
So I love the fact that he's always drinking too, Thomas Wayne.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite part was like he's coming down the stairs and you see the bottles.
Yeah.
You see the gun in the case with all the bullets around it.
Which is just funny because see how like if you lose like Bruce Wayne – how a completely different direction he went than what Wayne
yeah, exactly.
Did.
Like you would think, but why? Like it shows with the parallel of how Bruce could have turned out.
Yeah. So yeah. So Barry's getting shot with this.
He's got the chemicals everywhere. He's like, yeah, the Flash
he's
time.
Saying, oh, the Flash, but the chemicals aren't reacting. Oh, they're not doing what they're supposed to do.
Instead they light
him
on fire. Because I've seen in this world, these chemicals don't
your
do it.
Your sex on fire.
Let me put you out there, buddy.
Thomas Wayne puts him out.
And he carries him over, and he's like, oh, you're a burned little
like,
baby.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's just like, you're like, fuck,
ooh, yeah, that didn't work.
See, that was the funny part. I would love to see this. I would love to see that. Like, if they do the Flash movie, I'd love to see the Flashpoint Paradox be like the last film or something like that.
Exactly.
It'd just be pretty cool. So now we got Cyborg here. Like, Cyborg is funny because I actually really liked him in War and also the War, Teen Titans in this. But this one, he's just like, you're just a bitch. Black President, too.
Was that his dad?
No, I don't think so.
As his Black President?
I don't think so. His dad was a scientist. I don't know if his dad became the thing. Because he doesn't refer to him as dad. He refers to him as president.
Well, of course, he's the president.
Oh, I mean, if our dad was president. I wouldn't call him president. I'd be like, what's up? Sure.
P. Diddy. Yeah, it looks like it's Obama.
Yeah, it's Obama. Which is funny because I think when the comic first came out, like, I don't Obama's even think, running. Well, Obama wasn't even like a thought in anybody's head.
And of course, so. Now that it's like, let's make a black president. But yeah, then again, like, he would be a pawn because obviously he's. Who's going to pay for all that?
Well, exactly. No, it's like you're a pawn.
You think he's going to pay for it?
No, he's fucking.
Vending machine.
He can't pay for it. He's black.
He looks good, though. I like his suit.
No,
in this
I
one.
Like his suit, too. Well, technically, no, he probably could pay for it because most likely Cyber would probably become a rapper and then he'd bling himself out anyway. So
yeah.
He'd become B.
Steel.
Cyber B. Now, this is a really kind of cool sequence because when you see everything, you're kind of like, well, oh, is this happening right now?
Yeah,
is this
like,
going on right now? And then you realize, which we'll soon find out, is the Flash wakes up and all these new memories
are basically forming
in his head on this new universe. So it's kind of funny. So you see, basically, Superman kind of misses the cornfield.
Yeah, he of course
he
lands.
This is where Clark Kent, was it not Clark? Mr. and Mrs. Kent found him. So instead he crashes basically inside this city. So it's like, okay. Then you get to see kind of like how the war started basically from the Amazons and the Atlanteans, which is kind of cool. I really like how like Wonder Woman with her like the armor and stuff like that. And I really like how
it seems like there was a truce between the Atlanteans.
Yeah,
and
doing a truce thing here. But then, of course, Aquaman's like, dude, I want more than just the truth, if you know what I'm saying. She's like, yeah, I know what you're saying. He's like, I'm going to put my dick in you.
Yeah, of course, it's like,
here you go. It's like, dick time.
You want a fish dick?
And of course, his wife finds out.
Yeah, she's like, what the fuck? But then again, it's like the Caesar tale, because that's what Caesar did. Caesar left and met with Cleopatra.
And of course, and
then, and then of course, she's like,
you bitch, which is funny.
That was my fish.
Which is weird because it's like, is this really how women would react back in the day? It was like, would it be the woman's fault? I would more assume that it would be the men's fault.
Well, obviously,
like,
this was a way for that to be a truce, but I mean, clearly, it's more like,
well,
you stole my man.
It's not even that because it's like, if you think about it, it's like, look, you're a woman. You don't have anybody in your life. This man is basically my king, and you just kind of fucked it. So,
So then, of course, she's like,
and,
of course, they both. Bleh.
She gets her ass handed to her because,
well, of course,
it's
Wonder Woman.
Fucking Wonder Woman.
And you had a fountain that she just turned off.
Yeah, you turned off.
Whoop, whoop.
And then she not only she takes her crown, so you see her wearing, and cuts off the head. Again, we would not see any of this like back in the day with DC.
Yeah,
so it's kind
of
cool. So now,
and then of course they're all wanting it out for blood
because you know why he's pissed because he was getting poo-tang on both sides of the war.
Well, because he realized like his mistake is what started it.
Oh, and this is the best part here. So. We got Batman.
Thomas Wayne just beating
Thomas
the
Wayne
shit.
Is just beating the shit out of this guy.
He's got blood in his hands.
Just, he is just.
Like you
he
hear like
his,
bone just
yeah,
crunching.
He just keeps going, and then finally turns around. And you just kind of finally see
that Bruce is dead.
Bruce is dead as a child,
right in the
chest. And the mom, you know, is comforting him or whatnot.
And she realizes like the blood on him. She can't wipe it off. There's blood everywhere. She puts it to her face. She starts sobbing.
The thing.
Yeah, she starts sobbing.
You
see,
what I really like is you can see how much he just kind of breaks down, and then her, on the other hand, just kind of fucking.
She loses it.
She fucking.
Like, I mean, obviously, this was her world, and then like he's gone. So, I mean, it's like the reverse reaction of like, you know, Bruce, like, at this moment, Bruce, like, said, you know, I'm going to make sure this
so
doesn't happen again.
Basically, the Joker becomes
Martha Kent.
Martha Wayne.
Martha Wayne.
Which is just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Of course.
And then, of course, Barry Allen's like,
Barry Allen wakes up and has basically has all these new memories.
Yeah. And of course, he looks like a mummy. Here, have some juice.
Yeah.
I peed in this. I ran out of toilet paper long time.
So it's really kind of fucked up because now it's like he has, which you'll see later on with Flash, like he kind of collapses sometimes because both of his worlds are like pretty much merging together. So he's having memories from not only like basically, I would say Earth 1. And then now
this
the
world.
New Earth 2. So yeah, so he's slowly losing the memories from his other stuff.
And what I like about it is that, like, Batman's, like, listening to him. Doesn't quite trust him yet, but you could see that his like mind is starting to catch up to like,
yeah, like
okay, well, clearly this guy is insane enough to be burned to a crisp.
Yeah.
So there must be some truth to this guy's delusion.
Like he's kind of a nut. So, and of course, you got to get on. What, you know, what I like about alternate Aquaman in this, though, it's like the only thing that's changed about him is just like, I got a cut over my face.
Yeah, like I would have liked to see him like maybe with a Neptune's beard, maybe with a hook for
arm. You know, something.
Like change
you know?
Him up. Because at least like Wonder Woman, she's more armorish.
Yeah, Wonder Woman has more armor.
More cold.
More cold, but like him was just all like, I just got a cut on my. And you know how I got this cut? Man, I walked, in, I walked into a goddamn door.
God, you know how
glass
I got it?
Door. Why do we have glass doors on this shit?
Yeah, went to Long John Silver's. Asked for the cold cut trio.
And walked into the damn glass door, cut my nose. It was Chick-fil-A day.
Chick-fil-A?
I don't know why Aquaman is now black. But,
even Black Manta doesn't talk like that.
Yeah, Black Manta doesn't talk
like that. Yes, sir, I'm Orm. And I'm a wizard.
Yeah, now, did you fill them in with the fact that Captain Atom has disappeared?
Mm-hmm.
You soon realize is he has actually been captured.
And he's what's powering the
set. And he's basically their weapon.
Right.
So they've learned to channel into him, which is pretty horrific. Because like Captain Atom, you know, basically is just made up of a whole bunch of these different molecules.
Yeah.
So even if his suit gets like a cut, a rip in it, or whatnot, it's like he's got to get the fuck out of there, or it's just gonna be a devastation.
Yeah. It just detonates.
So, here we go. We got
that's what they're doing round two.
Yeah. So Barry and Thomas Wayne are doing round two. I love the little line Barry just said before. He was all like, "Well, put me out faster next time." Or
yeah, exactly. So, but that's what I like about it. He's so determined that it's like,
yeah. So.
And of course, yeah. Batman's just drinking.
Well, you made it a drinking game.
Yeah.
How many times have to put you out? So of course, even drunk Batman still has the power. So of course, boom. Barry Allen has tapped into the Speed Force again.
Yeah, so he's like, wait a minute, I see this.
Everything has slowed down. Batman is actually about to fall off the roof.
So of course, he has to, like, that's my favorite part about it, is, like, then, like, everything gets back to normal. He gets healed a little bit.
Yeah,
body
like
regenerates faster.
Yeah, his everything's regenerating faster, so I love that.
Yeah, his that's why people forget about that, because he can move in speed really fast.
Yeah, move everything else faster.
He's also got a healing factor fast.
Yeah. So basically, you just speed everything up. Boom.
Ooh, told you. Here's a drink.
Here's a drink, bitch.
Drink up, bitch.
Of course, now we're back to Lois Lane is back in the war area.
That's what I like about this part is, you know, she's running away from not only the Atlanteans, but also...
the Amazons. Got so much shit going on.
And I like it too, because she's actually
more... the thing I like
about
Lois Lane in this. It's like she's very, like, athletic. She's very, like, getting into everything. She's, like, this world reporter, which, again, that I kept saying with the Man of Steel is, like, that's what that Lois Lane did in that where she kind of went looking
for the story. Yeah, she went looking for the story.
Not like the one that was in Superman Returns where she's just all like, oh, you left me. I wrote this story, and then I slept with Cyclops, and now I have your baby, but he thinks it's his. So if you think about it, Superman Return, no offense, women, but Lois Lane and Superman Returns kind of a cunt.
Well, here's the best part, too. Like, this is the whole analogy. Check this shit out. So, okay, Superman 1, Christopher Reeves.
Yeah.
Comes to Earth, blah, blah, blah. So Superman 2, they hook up.
Yeah.
They do. She's in the Fortress of Solitude. Yeah. They screw. Uh-huh. Well, he, like, gets his powers back and gives her one kiss so she forgets that they basically had sex. So, like, it was basically, like, date rape.
Yeah, okay,
and then 4 years later, she has a kid. So it's like, oh, I ain't my kid.
Oh, yeah,
he finds out she's pregnant. And he, like, leaves for 4 years. Like, see ya, bitch.
Fuck
you
that.
Are not the father. Like, he's like, Maury the shit out of here. So, I mean, the whole storyline is all fucked up. So, of course, this Superman, we get a Lois Lane that's, like, actually intelligent. Superman that actually fights. And, like, then everyone's like, boo.
This is what I love. Everyone's biggest problem with it is they're like, basically,
he killed.
Well,
what I love is like
these people get
10 minutes right before it, he even says, either you'll die or I'll die. Like, that was the whole point.
Yeah.
Like, either I'll kill you or you'll, you know.
So, of course, now Speedster's running around taking out all the Amazons. You assume.
Yeah, you're like, oh, is it the Flash?
Oh,
all right.
The Flash, but of
or
course
Superman.
It's not, because, of course, when the Flash runs, there's red beams and this was yellow. So,
yeah, so you're kind of like, what is this?
But, of course, boom.
And we got Grifter.
Weird bug guy. I don't
know.
You
got the bug man. I forgot his name too, but he's in the comic.
I'm calling him Cocksucker. Oh, yeah, I forgot about it.
Canterbury,
course,
the Canterbury
boom.
Comet. Yeah, it makes sense that you would have estrogen. Or Exrigan.
Etrigan,
that's it.
This is funny. In the original series of the Batman animated series and even the Justice League, Ekrigan was supposed to always speak in rhymes, and he never did.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until like these new reboots came out that he started actually doing that in the films.
And looks like finally, yeah, she finally vetoed that stupid bill.
Yeah.
If you're from Arizona, you know right now we had like this whole homoerotic tale going on.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was like, okay, first off, our governor was actually out of town. She was in Washington doing stuff over there. And they decided to try to pass this bill basically saying against gay, you know, we have the right to not serve. Basically, they were saying anybody.
Speaking of homoerotic, we got a naked Barry Allen going on.
Almost naked Barry Allen wearing some boxers,
That's one thing I like about this show is like the detail in like the animation, the shadowing, the muscle structure, like. Even the fact that he's got, like, pale skin and a gray beard.
Yeah.
Like, you could never pull that off in animation a couple of years ago because it was, like, still simple enough.
Boom, then he makes his costume back to normal. So,
yeah, like, it very snazzy. You make me want to change my outfit.
The only time
you
ever hear Batman ever say very snazzy. Yeah, he's always drinking.
I think my favorite part would be that, like, him being, like, very snazzy. Now do mine. And then, like, it'd be, like, the blue and, like, yellow bat.
The blue,
yeah.
The Adam West one.
Well, every time Batman drinks, we have to drink.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, is that the...
So we thought about this last minute. So, check this out. Okay. So, you guys are watching the film and you want to have fun with it. Grab some beers. Every time they use a superpower, you have to drink. So, we got to be drinking right now because he's running super fast. Anytime Batman drinks, you have to drink. Every time they talk about, like, the war, let's say, like, that'd be a good part to start drinking because that happens a lot.
Or you could be a real big dick. So, like, every time the Flash moves.
Yeah, exactly. Oop.
Of course, the Flash was trying to speed up, try to go back in time, do something, but he...
And he realizes he's not quite fast enough.
No, it's not even that. He's trying to figure out why he can't do it because he doesn't realize that Thawn, because that's what they were saying. When there's two speeds that are pretty much in the world, one of them, you can't use all that power and stuff like that.
Right,
so.
You have to either get rid of one or the other.
So, and of course, here's Hal Jordan. He's a successful pilot. He's not a coward.
Yeah, exactly. He's never had that issue of like crashing and fear and all
fear
that.
And stuff like that. So, of course, his alteration. But this is kind of – it's still kind of funny to think about his story right now. He's walking in with this general guy. They're basically showing him this top secret thing he's supposed to do.
Yeah, it's like top secret, blah, blah, blah. And now we're about to have a reveal. Yeah.
Let me show you this. Amazing crap. So, huge alien spaceship. Crashed in California, they say, you know, all this kind of good stuff. And then I like the part coming up because it's like, even though Hal's in a completely different universe,
he's
still tied in with the Green Lantern.
Yeah, and there's like the alien that they found. He's frozen, looks like.
Such
that's
a good line.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Like, they're basically building up his ship so he can go into outer space and like do some traveling and see what's going on.
No, it's not even that. I think he's using the ship to they're going to do an attack. He's going to have a weapon on there to do attack on the Atlantean.
Right, because that way he's out of the sight.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. Yeah, like I like the little speech he kind of gives here. Like something no one else can do, all this kind of stuff. So it's kind of funny. So it's like he's still, even though he's not the Green Lantern in this timeline,
you can see that he's
still
got that heroic
that kind
of
power to it. So. And of course, they have to have a ColecoVision computer.
That's what I love about it. It's like he's so behind the times technology-wise, but then like what does he do? He doesn't do anything but drink and shoot guns. Yeah, Professor Zoom.
Professor Zoom. I keep fucking.
Yeah, Professor Speed.
It's gonna be like these guys have a comic book podcast. I don't even know. Even though I've read like all this stuff.
Well, speaking of which, we might have to have our co-host of the Fern on the SAS, Matt Renfro. Today he posted new comics that came out today, and I just threw my hands up like, "What the fuck?"
Like you didn't even know.
Yeah, I was just like, "You a."
We're losing the touch here, but. Okay, so now they're talking about Superman's rocket.
And of course, he's like, "Who's Superman?"
Yeah, no one crashed the Earth.
Yeah, but this is crazy. So they're like, and that's what's cool is like in the story I just read, The Last Son of Krypton. Mm-hmm.
That's what they were saying. Like, Superman finds this boy who has the same powers as his, mm-hmm. and he just, because he landed in Metropolis, like, everyone's, like, doing tests on him and things like that.
Yeah.
And he, like, sees it, and he realizes, like, this is probably what would have happened to me.
Yeah, what happened to me.
Is, like, if had I landed anywhere else.
Remember me, I'm blacker than a motherfucker.
Everything's Cyborg except for my black ass face.
Vic? Which I think is kind of funny, too. It's like they still need Batman for a strategist because, like, no one knows what the fuck they're doing. Of course, you can see how much Kyle and I, when we start drinking, we get more vulgar. And now we're just like, fucking Batman.
Fuck Batman.
Fucking Batman.
Look at you. You got an eye on your face.
He's like, fuck you. You know Metropolis? You don't even know Metropolis.
I got your Metropolis right here.
I got your Metropolis right here.
Fish stick.
Aaron's like, this commentary really went downhill at the
but I love,
half minute.
What I love is, too, is like, if you look at Cyborg's huge. You know, he's like, he dwarfs everybody else because he's like more machine than man.
That's so fucking true, yeah.
Yeah, and this is what I like about it, is this is where you start realizing, like, how much of them, the similarities there are, you know, between him and the other Batman.
And, yeah, and Bruce Wayne, Batman. Like, he, and that's the cool part with him, he even knows, like, he's like, it doesn't matter what we do with this war, he's like, there's no way we probably stop it.
No, but we're
probably
all...
probably still gonna die. And
everyone's gonna die, but at least we can have a fighting chance.
And of course, every place in of course Metropolis no sense, always Cyborg. Has an underground place under the sewer.
Yeah, I love it. We learned it from the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Well, that's my favorite part about it. Is like it shows the rocket go past the Kents and lands in a Metropolis, and of course, decimated it.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Flash takes out some bad guys.
Yeah, Flash is running down the hallway. Batman kind of smiles because he realizes, like, wow, look how great that is.
Yeah. So got that taken out. I'd have super speed.
And is this like a government facility, I imagine?
Yeah, it's pretty much a government facility, but of course it's been kept under wraps because even like... even with Cyborg's information, like
he doesn't even know about it. It's like it's classified.
It's classified even to him. This is kind of actually. I remember when I first saw this, I was just kind of like, man, this is kind of fucked up. I mean, as much as like you think of Superman being this wholesome, you know, person stuff like that. So of course you see like Superman's rocket.
And I love how they designed the rocket in this because it's like so like 1930s looking rocket. Like it doesn't look like anything from the future. It literally looks like somebody's like toy.
Yeah, it looks like a Buck Rogers.
Yeah, exactly.
Like rocket thing. And then you start seeing like all these weird, crazy mutant shit.
Right, because obviously if you try to clone him or things like that.
Yeah, you probably realize they were trying to either clone him or other creatures have crashed here on Earth and they just do experiments on him and stuff like that.
Well, if you kind of think about it too, Fortress of Solitude.
Oh,
remember all the aliens?
I didn't even Oh, good fucking pull. Even the I didn't even notice that. I've seen this
giant
movie
S.
several
times
already.
See the giant
I didn't
S.
even notice the giant fucking S on there.
Yeah.
And of course, you open this up, and this is fucked up because, of course, Superman gets his powers pretty much from a sun rays. But if it's a red sun, he doesn't get shit. And like, you see, when I saw Superman, I was like, holy, he looks
it
like.
It makes you sad.
He literally looks like
a
cancer patient. Like, it's that terrible.
Yeah, he's just
he's
so
he's
thin.
He's just like a skinny mess of a man. I'm not sure it's Batman to have that line. Except for Batman. He hates
him. Yeah, Batman doesn't like anybody.
Batman doesn't like you in this timeline, and he doesn't like you in the other timeline.
And that's what I like about it. And I don't know if you, in the comic, it was really cool because they showed him, like, with him and his little dog, Crypto.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you know, no, Clark, you have to, like, you know, can we, because it was like they were testing him, and he'd hit the ball out or something like that. And then, like, Clark refused one time, so they ended up, like, killing the dog in front of him.
Oh, wow.
So then it was just, like, this whole, like, they were really like, no, you're going to show us what you can do.
And, oh, okay.
You know, they tried all these experiments on him and stuff, but.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty dark how they did his story. And I love it too, yeah, because he's like emaciated. He's got no muscle mass.
Yeah,
he can
like,
barely walk.
He can barely walk and stuff. And then
they come out to the sun. You can just tell he'd probably be like, "Oh my god, this feels so good."
That's what I like. So you got this military people that's going to stop them right now, and they're trying to, you know, get Superman out of here. Right. This is like the first – basically, this is probably the first time Superman has seen the light of day since he was an infant.
But of course, he's like, the sun.
Yeah, he sees his son. He's just like
– yeah, because so he's never seen it before.
And he's like taking it in, and then it's just like – like, right when I saw that, when I first saw this movie, I was just like, oh, shit's going to go down with Superman as soon as he gets that. So,
oh, no, he just shot him right in the face.
Yeah, shoot Cyborg right in the fucking face. And he had the Flash.
That's what gross Flash is, like, trying to do everything. Batman saves Superman.
I love this, though, because so the Flash comes running around, and just how, like, fast he moves and everything that.
Like, that's what I like, is they focus on, really, like, his abilities.
Yeah, but I like this. Instead of, like, beating the crap out of all these guys, like, punching them in their stupid fucking necks, he literally just, like, dismantles every fucking gun.
Yeah, so they're just like what the hell?
Nothing. And you're just like, because, you know, if it was fucking me, I would have just, like, punched everybody in their fucking neck.
Yeah,
and
then
that,
like,
that was awesome.
Yeah, Superman, like,
so
stops
Superman
it.
Superman jumps down and saves, basically, Cyborg. But just, like, you see this little mini, like, this skinny-ass motherfucker.
And he's just like.
And he's just like, boom. And yeah, everyone's just like, what the fuck?
And then he realizes, like, ho-ho.
But then I like this, because now he's, like, pissed.
Yeah, because obviously he realizes, like, what they've done.
Yeah, because he's like, these guys aren't my friends, and just, like, ah, like, decimates.
Vaporizes.
Just fucking decimates people.
Vaporizes them.
Oh, jeez, yeah. And then he realizes what the fuck he's
done.
Yeah,
he's like, Jesus Christ. But that's the beauty of Superman, is, like, he doesn't even realize how powerful he is.
Oh, yeah, well, especially right now, yeah.
Yeah, because he obviously has been confined all
and
this time.
He just fucking leaves.
He's like, see you, bitch.
I wish I would have said that. See you, bitch.
He's just like, yeah. And of course, all these memories, yeah.
He starts, yeah, everything's getting replaced now in his memory.
And it says Starro was just Cyborg. Instead of the League, it was
so
like.
It said he's be joined
yeah,
the
he joined
force.
The police force. Instead of that, it was like him and his mom because he's gay.
Yeah, apparently his mom thinks he's gay.
Quick. Take his pants off. Yeah. I was like, they are the same. I knew it.
Yeah, so now we got Hal Jordan here.
Flying around in a spacecraft. Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones, too. Like, the stories like this, when they did the Red Sun Superman.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, the same idea. Like, Hal was, like, a prisoner of war. Mm. They ended up training him. They ended up cloning the Green Lantern ring and giving it to, like, a whole bunch of army men.
See, this is the thing I would have thought, you know, like, Hal Jordan being a pilot, then getting, like, the ring... you know, the Green Lantern ring and just being able to fly on his own. Like,
yeah.
You think Ryan Reynolds would have really been less like, oh, hell yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, like,
in the air and stuff, but it was just like, he's more just like, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, he was trying to play like more of a cocky joke and stuff as opposed to.
So huge fucking like, sea monster comes fuck? Out. Hal Jordan's gone.
You're just like, well, that was fun. That was fun.
Fucking Aquaman.
It's like, goddamn Aquaman.
Like, Aquaman. Like, this is another movie that kind of just gave me, like, the little bit, like, more like, a lot of people really threw Aquaman to the wayside. And to be fair, they had every right to, and I'm not saying because Aquaman's a bad character. I just feel like they really decimated that character with the Super Friends cartoon show. Like, they really just was like, no one likes Aquaman. Let's just make him the worst human being, like, known, like the worst superhero known to man.
Well, that's what's funny is, like, everyone's made fun of him because back in the old shows, like, all he was like, the water hero.
He was just a water hero. Because
no one, like...
And they really didn't get into any of his other shit. Like,
no.
I had no idea he controlled water. I had no idea he
anything.
Could, you know, all they did is, like, I talk to fish. Like, that's all the game.
But that's the whole idea. It's like, there's microbials in water, and that's how he's able to move them because he can speak to the animals.
That's what I'm saying, like, so they really, like, I would have to say the Hanna-Barbera Super Friends really destroyed pretty much Aquaman's reputation.
Well, then, like, did you, okay, I gotta bring it over, watch the behind the scenes about Superman.
Okay.
Because they talk about the Super Friends. The Super Friends basically is, like, what cheesed up Superman
mm-hmm.
to the point where people are like, he's ridiculous. Like, that's why his sales actually dwindled and, like, Batman picked up because he was still popular. And the reason was they showed this clip where it's all some, like, Superman's on the ground and he's like, help, I can't move my arms or legs. Help. And then, like, Wonder Woman's like, I think Superman needs our help. And then he's on the ground and he's like, I don't know how much longer I can hold out. And he's just like, it's just like so bad that you're
like,
what
the
hell?
Fuck? So, yeah. So I would blame that on Aquaman because like literally like when Justice League cartoon show came out, boom, it was just like fucking, I know this is like really an important part in the movie. But, like,
basically he's talking to the Shazam squad and they're all hanging out like in
really bad at comedy.
Yeah. Like bad. So this is about Riley, him and Batman talking. He smiles, like, he's actually, like, bonding with Barry, you know, as much as they did in the other one.
That's a favorite line. It's a bat plane big enough for all of us. It's like, what bat plane? So it's actually, like, literally, like,
a plane.
Private jet.
Yeah, it's like a plane.
Yeah. Gotcha. Such a good line. But, yeah, so this movie, I would have to say, if you're a huge Aquaman fan, this movie actually really puts him into his own and it kind of shows.
What I like is it finally gives you the Batman that has gone too far. It gives credibility to Aquaman big time. Mm-hmm. Like, I love, like, his storyline. And that's why a lot of people forget. Like, he is just as strong as Wonder Woman and just as strong as,
because,
like,
he's almost like a god. It's And then boom, there he goes, Thawne.
Yeah, so then he realizes Thawne's around.
So then he kind of figures out, okay, I can't, that's why I can't break the speed barrier, you know, right now.
Oh, God, dang it! Quick, get to the casino!
But, yeah, get to the casino. I love this part, because you get to see more of Flash's power.
Yeah, Flash is just vibrating everything, he's making the world.
Tornadoes, all this kind of stuff. So, like, to me, it was funny, because, like, that was, like, once I started reading Flash, like, again, it's like I learned all this new shit about him. I'm just like, you know what, Flash is...
Oh, that's what I like about it, is, like, everything. Like, no chartered flights overhead, none of this. Like, it looks like, you know, even the Athenians over... I love the technology you're seeing. Like, I love this stuff where it's, like, hovercrafts and... And what I really like, too, is there's a lot of 3D in this, but you don't really notice it because of the way they stylize it.
A lot better with the cell shading technology that they're doing.
Because right there, that's all 3D. That's not even animated.
And they don't
like that.
Do
that's
it.
Not even Aquaman. That's like a guy.
Yeah, that's a black dude. It's weird.
I'm Aquaman.
People are going to watch it. Like,
Aquaman. Oh, shoot, it's blowing up.
Yeah, this shit is blowing up. That's right, Arnold Schwarzenegger. At least, okay, it could have been worse. Boom. We could have really been doing the Arnold Schwarzenegger commentary. The Arnold Schwarzenegger commentary for Total Recall was like, the Amazonian are shooting arrows.
The best.
The guy just got hit with arrows. They just got hit with a gun.
The best one to watch is the Conan the Barbarian commentary.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, he's talking about... He runs up the hill, and they have these wolves that were chasing him, but the wolves, like, actually got him.
Yeah.
So he's up on the hill, and he's like, I need the dogs around me, get them off. And then he falls down this little, like, ravine, and you just hear him going, like, so
course,
good.
Okay, so there's huge epic battles going on now.
Right.
What you're going to be seeing pretty much soon is there's a lot of people fucking going to die.
Yeah, we got estrogen fighting.
You call him estrogen. Etrigan.
You know, Viagra is fighting.
Viagra's fighting Wonder Woman. You got this whole different team.
Yeah, at least you got behind there.
Oh, shit. That's that guy you talked about, the Night Stalker.
Yeah, that's that guy, the Night
Stalker. That's fucking crazy. Again, it's like I've watched this, like literally, I would have to say I've seen this movie within, like, probably 4 or 5 times already.
Yeah.
It's probably like my 6th time watching it. And,
and
I'm
you
just,
keep,
like,
still keep seeing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that the fact that Grifter was in this because it was like he was such a predominant character. Like when we were growing up, he was in like everything. Like, they always showed Grifter on everything.
Yeah.
So. But what I like about this, like Wonder Woman can fly. You know, we got her with the crown on.
Yeah,
she's more armor.
They finally introduced that Wonder Woman could fly because it was always the stupid invisible jet.
Well, what was cool about it is in the new 52, I believe they talked about it because she gets Achilles. The wings, the Hermes wings.
Oh, okay.
She gets, like, pricked by one of them, so because she's part god, she has, like, the abilities of, like, all the gods. And, like, speed.
I fucking love this strategy part here. Now, this is really badass, what's going to happen pretty soon.
Yeah, so this is where you get to kind of see the...
So basically right now, Aquaman and, like, Wonder Woman are just battling, but I like the plan that Batman's pretty much coming up is basically we have to split these two fuckers up.
Right, we have to, can't have them going head-to-head or else it's going to take forever.
Now, this is my favorite part because I've never once seen so many people just beat the shit out of Aquaman.
Yeah.
So this is pretty, like, oh, fuck, look at him.
And what I like about it, too, is, like, you can see, like, how powerful he is, but then also, like, obviously there's still, like, that.
Yeah. I forgot his name is Arthur. Arthur Fonz Reilly. Hey, I'm Aquaman.
You ever read Archie comics? Well, they're based on me.
Yeah. So they're going to town out and stuff.
Right,
because
obviously it's like a love-hate. Let's do it again.
Oh, in your face, bitch.
Oh, fish sticks. Johnson C.
Women take a page out of men's book if that ever happens with a breakup. Just use that line. So boom, so she gets blasted through a fucking wall, and
right.
I love this part coming out, because then Cyborg pretty much closes the wall, and she's like, alright, turns around, just sees a bunch of fucking kids.
Yeah, and of course she's like, children, what are you doing here?
Oh, Shazam it up.
They Shazammed it, and then of course it's like, bam, magic!
Okay, it's so weird. So because it's what? He's Captain Marvel. Some people call him Shazam, Captain Thunder. Like, he has so many fucking names.
Yeah, and obviously it's all of them combined.
You know what's really funny about him? I would have to say Captain Marvel is literally is like Mrs. Marvel because she has so many fucking names as well.
Yeah.
She's Miss Marvel. She's Captain whatever or not. But I love this. This is my favorite part because I've never like
– Yeah.
Like Flash is just fucking like – Aquaman.
Yeah, he's just going. Well, he's the guy. Cyborg shooting him with a beam. You had Batman using the acid on his eyes, and then of course now Black Mantis is like, "Oh, there's another Black motherfucker."
So Black Mantis is outside right now. Batman gets blown through the window, and he's all like, "I gotta get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, see ya.
Stay smart. So, but I fucking love this though with Batman though.
Yeah, shooting at him.
He's dodging. You know, he's got these fucking skills. Just pretty much badass one. And I just love fucking like the Shazam. It's like so much shit.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god.
It's basically kind of like the Avengers movie.
Right.
Where like there's just so much shit going on, but it's just fucking awesome. So I love this. You think, oh, okay, Batman just got killed by
a car. Oh no, Batman, why?
He's right behind your buddy Griff helping him.
He's like shooting the crap out of him.
Yeah, fucking
Griff's on fire. Of course, Batman's carpool.
It was a fucking.
It was in the carpool lane.
No, it was the fucking sunroof, man. I love this. Yeah.
Yeah, he throws it in there, just like
throws a grenade down, and just like boom,
lights him on fire.
So he turns around, his mask is broken, and then boom, just they started, in the fucking face.
They start shooting him, make sure he's dead.
That's just so fucking awesome. Just like a conversation like that.
That's what I love. That's the best line. The boy idiot.
Yeah, the boy idiot.
Instead of the boy wonder.
Yeah. But I just fucking like how he had that conversation, just like fucking took out two guys and then goes right back to it.
Yeah.
Like it's nothing. And of course, Thomas Wayne has just been hit. He's trying to stop the blood flowing, but of course, Thomas Wayne is like, dude, I'm a doctor. He even admits it. They may not be a very good doctor. I'm an even worse Batman. I'm a great drinker, though.
Yeah, you gotta understand.
You gotta give me that.
God damn it, Batman.
See, that's one key point right there, kids. When he says we're dead already, Batman, our Batman, Bruce Wayne Batman, would never give up.
Yeah.
Oh!
God damn it, he pulled the Batman on us!
Pulled the Batman on us.
Bat boner.
And then
where are your pants? You can also call me Dr. Zoom. I don't know why. I sound like Mike Tyson.
I don't remember who voiced Thawne in this. I'll have to look it up at the...
I think it was Bryan Cranston, I thought.
No, I said... No, you're pulling what I said. They made a Flash movie. I thought Bryan Cranston would play a phenomenal Thawne. But yeah, so these guys are going fucking nuts at it. Now, I would love to just see, like... This would be an awesome, like, fucking battle to see just, like, on the big fucking screen, because... God, he's such an egotistical prick.
Yeah.
Like, as much as like you want to hate Thawne, you also kind of just like him because he's like surprisingly he's become like fast growing and pun on the fast, but just like I really just
well, I mean, you think about it, like the only other person that could fight you either have to have somebody who's incredibly slow, which would be boring as hell because you'd be like Flash, I'm going to drag you down.
Yeah.
So instead, you'd have to have the equal and the whole idea about energy. There's always a polar opposite to energy.
He just fucks Perry Allen up here, man. Just like,
yeah, he's beating him up, stabs him in the leg.
Hole in his leg.
He's got like, the rebar in the leg.
It's like, oh, fucking hell. And like you look at Thawne, he doesn't have like fucking
nothing. Yeah, he's got none of the scratch on him. He ran away. He's like, ha-ha. I love you. He picks him up. He like punches him, runs away again.
Well, I like about it because he basically, of course, like all supervillains usually do, he toys with him. And then he wants to.
It's like cat and mouse.
Wants to bring him to the part where he's like, just look what you've done, basically. Because this is what's basically going to come up where you think Thawne pretty much did all this.
Right.
You think Thawne was the one who changed history, but then he realizes coming up soon. And
that is actually Barry Allen.
Griff, just getting the fuck. Hey, but even with all the arrows, he's still. Boom.
Right. Took one to the head to finally put him down.
Yeah. So Barry's just like disgusted, you know, with all this. And then I just love this line. Just like.
Yeah, he's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, like what would you have done to cause all this?
Yeah, but you think about it, it was just like just this one deed
fucked yeah.
this entire thing up.
And because you saved your mom, you never became the Flash, and all this other stuff happened.
Yeah. As dumb as that sounds, but it's still kind of like, it's pretty clever.
But it's true, though, like, because if you think about it, you could move faster than the speed of light, and eventually when you stopped, it would all have to catch
everything
up to you.
Catch and up
it,
have, to, yeah,
it would leave
so
energy behind.
Gonna happen, so.
Well, that's what I like about it. So there was a theory, like, what was cool about it was at the time when comics came out, there was actually a theory between Flash and Spider-Man.
Okay.
So obviously when Spider-Man, like, shoots the web and he breaks Gwen Stacy's neck, of course we were led to believe that.
Yeah.
It made sense. Velocity, he snaps the neck, blah, blah, blah. But with Flash, like, the Flash's gimmick was always that he had a high metabolism, so he had to eat a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, then people were saying, okay, well, for him to run around the world backwards and stuff, he'd have to eat, like, a million cheeseburgers. And, like, that's just impossible. And that's, like, people were always trying to say, like, Marvel was bent more on science and DC was more on, like, the you know, mystical or magic. But I think in this sense, like, that right there proves, like, oh, that's perfect. Like, one effect, it's like the chaos theory.
Of course, we totally missed it. He basically made, like, the best delivery. He's all like, you pretty much did all this, Barry. And he's like, and I'm the villain.
Yeah.
Which is just, like, it's so twistedly poetic, but it's just so fucking good. So now we got Cyborg here, just like he's fucking
decimating,
like, taking it to the fucking chest and just, like, nothing.
Yeah, he's got all this weaponry. He's messing everybody up. We just saw Aquaman get eaten by a Minotaur.
Yeah, boom.
And that's one thing I love about the Wonder Woman saga is, like, the whole, like, mythical.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're getting Minotaurs, you're getting all this.
It's even that, but, like, Aquaman gets eaten, just, like, cuts it open, just like, fuck
He's like,
you.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm Aquaman.
Yeah. Take that.
And boom. Just, so
Trident.
Gun is gone.
That trident is pretty powerful, so.
Shit, trident some gum.
Yeah.
Oh,
trident gum. Fish stick.
I love this. So then he's just fucking pissed.
Yeah, he's just like, you know what, you assholes.
Tearing it up.
Thons just like stepping on him.
I know, Thons is being a dick, but it's like, he goes fucking apeshit.
He's just ripping everything off. Oh, there's your heart? Too bad.
Man. Yeah, so this part is coming up is just so fucking awesome, though, but it's just all like,
he's like, that's it?
He's fucked.
Yeah, he's like, this is it?
He's fucked. I even like Thon, though. Even though he's beating the crap out of Barry, he's still like making him watch like all this shit happens.
Yeah, that's pretty wicked.
And this is fucked up here. This I thought was just fucked up shit, so.
And then, of course, it's like, children.
Yeah, so this is fucked up. So even, like, she hurts herself, but then it's like, everyone's turned back to normal, and then you just see, like, literally, like, Wonder Woman's ruthless.
Yeah, she's like, hi, little kids.
Yeah. And she just starts fucking killing.
Yeah, kills children like it's
all
nothing.
All kids like it's nothing. And it's funny because it's Billy.
Yeah.
So basically, everyone's just like falling. Like,
and this is the part I like is like he's talking about land dwellers, and that was always something that Aquaman always had. He hated the land because we were polluting.
He hates the human race. And then,
so
boom,
then it's like, bam, where's your arm?
What the fuck? Your arm just got shot off by a
Superman.
Your ass is fucked. Like, how could you imagine if, like, Superman was on their side?
Yeah.
Like, we would have been fucked so hard. And then this sucks, because even with Superman trying to save him, Cyborg still shuts down, and then you just...
But then, like, here's the best part, is, like, we finally get to see what Superman's rage would look like.
Yeah.
But that's what I love about it, is, like, Superman is, like, very little intellect.
Yeah.
And he hears, like, hero, and he just wants to do more.
Yeah. So...
And this is great, like, you know, you're seeing Orm, you're seeing all these people
so
of his.
He's even, like, seeing all of his.
Yeah, he's seeing Aquaman.
Aquaman's friends.
See, like, all the Athenians, all his allies.
Family, you know, allies. And then, boom! Stabbing the fucking back.
Back, yeah. Shake stabbed him.
The thing that pissed off, though, right now, is, like, how did Wonder Woman's sword get fixed? Come on, continuity. Because we just saw her take out Billy and her sword.
Well, then I think she just picked up another sword. Because all the Amazonians.
I'm Kyle. I have lost. Fuck you.
What my thinking is this. You have a battlefield full of weapons. You wouldn't pick up another sword?
No, I wouldn't.
You would just be like, my
sword. I would kill the one armed.
You know what I
would have
done?
Man.
I'll tell you what I would have done. I would have taken the lasso and lassoed him and asked him, do you love me? To find the truth if he actually loved her or not.
Well, like she obviously loves him because she's about to cry when she's about to do this. And Aquaman's just like, fuck you.
Yeah, she stabs him.
So Aquaman hits his little belt buckle.
Boop, 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 boop.
Which is weird because I've never seen Aquaman ever use his belt buckle for shit.
No, and I always thought Superman should have had a belt buckle where he could tap it in like his suit then forms. Because like Kryptonian technology, it could just like appear.
Actually, that would have been a smart idea.
Yeah, because like why does he wear a belt then?
Because I mean, look at the Flash. And actually, yeah. If you read the new 52s, like you find out the Flash is like kind of his suit is kind of like an armor thing now when you see how everything has. So, of course, they want to use Captain Atom's power.
Yeah, it's a bomb.
As a bomb, and he just fucking decimates everything.
Well, that's what I like, is he's trying to get him out of there, and then, like, because of the Flash, or because of Aquaman hitting that, he detonated the thing.
Everything, so then... Guys, it's like, he's such a dick, but he's so fucking good at it. Like, that's how much of a fucking sociopath this guy is.
And this is one of the best parts, though.
And then here comes the best part coming up. This is why you never count motherfucking Batman out. Right in the fucking head.
But I don't know if they ever showed it in the comic.
No, in the comic, he actually stabs him with a sword.
Yeah, he stabs him right in the back with a sword. One of the touching moments. That's what I like about it. Like, Batman doesn't care. He's like, as long as this doesn't happen.
Yeah, like, as long as you can fix any of this. So. So basically, like, everybody.
Yeah, it's like,
dead.
Because of your going back, this is what you did.
And you got to think about it, just how much that just fucking sucks. Just like, you wanted to save one person.
Yeah.
And it's somebody who's like, is just important to you. It has nothing to do with, like, because even Thawne said it before, you know, he's like, you didn't go back and try to save JFK. You didn't try to stop, you know, Hitler or this kind of stuff. You just wanted to save one person that you loved. And it was just kind of like, and then this is kind of fucking cool. So,
yeah, Flash is like,
and this is what I love, you know, it's like fucking, he's got the bum leg because fucking Thawne just stabbed him with that fucking rebar.
Right.
So now it's just like, but the coolest part is like, he starts pushes up to it. But I love this coolest part here where he breaks it and then basically runs into him like himself.
Yeah, to tell him like, don't.
He's like, Barry, don't. And it sucks because if you think about it, it's like, this is all battered, broken, like, Flash, and he has to catch up to Flash, who's like
super fast.
Who's fine? I'm like, I don't got a broken leg. Everything's going my way. My life is great.
Yeah, exactly.
That's got to be fucking weird to hear, though.
Yeah, if you're running,
saying,
and
like, hey, don't do this. You're gonna kill everybody.
Yeah,
you know,
especially when it's from one of you, and you're like, what the hell?
This is the thing now that I'm kind of curious about tying in, because if you watch it though. It doesn't show, like, the guy's face or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, he's in the house and all this kind of stuff. But if you're looking at him, he almost resembles Barry.
Yeah, like maybe it was because of Barry running so fastly that he ends up running into her and just decimating her.
You think that, but the other theory is, like, yeah, he's kind of wearing, like, a jacket that Barry had. He kind of has the build as Barry. But there's a thing that's going on in the New 52 where you find out that it's actually, like, everyone thinks, like, basically his father's in jail for his mom's murder.
Oh, okay.
And he's still trying to clear his dad's name and stuff like that. Makes me wonder if actually the guy who killed his mother was actually Thawne.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but that's just me speculating because I don't know if that's true or not. And, of course, boom, Barry's asleep at his desk. God, I wish I had a job where I could just fall asleep at my desk.
Well, if you're a cop.
Old face is Armageddon. What? I didn't do shit. Holy fuck. Oh, okay.
Yeah, budget Armageddon.
But yeah, you're on the land of the living, motherfucker. But yeah, see, like right when he leaves, he's kind of wearing that same jacket that the guy was in the house.
Yeah,
it kind of makes you wonder, like, okay, what the?
But
fuck?
Then again, was that his father's jacket?
Look at that.
Then he's like, "Here you go, mom." Pisses on the grave. Fuck you, mom. It's all your fault. Thanks for trying to teach me shit. And here's Iris, you fucking cunt bitch. Having
suck
children.
My dick. Suck. You know what happened to me?
You know what I'm looking forward to? What? Long John Silver's.
Oh, that was it.
You want some tartar sauce? I got some tartar stuff for you.
So you even get this nice poetic thing.
Yeah, so it's back like everything's back to normal.
But this is what this is the fun part that I also like too. So now, boom. you gotta love Batman. Just like
they're so straight to the point.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, this is the weird thing. Now he has like his brand new suit from the New 52.
This is one of the best performances, I think, of Conroy ever.
Oh, yeah. And this is also kind of funny because it's like he's saying, like, I have all these memories. I have all this stuff. And then, like, he's just like, well, look, you get both. It's a gift. And then,
he hands him an envelope.
Yeah, so he's handing him this envelope. It's, yeah, his father's handwriting. God, it's just like, oh. It's like some of the greatest.
And here's the part I love is at this moment, he's no longer Batman.
Yeah, he's no longer Batman.
He's the little kid. And what I love is if you look at some of the stuff it says, is like, you know, for what it lost, you know, for what lasts. And then he's like, love always.
Yeah, Thomas Wayne. And then it's just like, best line ever delivered by Kevin Conroy. I would have to say that is probably the first time ever I've heard Batman ever speak the words, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, ever or whatnot.
And then it gives legitimacy to the Flash because, like, no one's ever gotten Batman to, you know, say anything like that.
You know, but yeah, it's just like, you're one hell of a messenger. Like, now it makes me wonder, okay, so if they're able to do the Flash movie, it's successful. They do, because I guarantee the first one is probably going to be like a normal. The problem with the Flash movie, though, I would have to assume they would have to do four fucking movies. Because we would have to do the intro to the Flash, have him fight somebody normal, something like, I don't know, Captain Cold or something like that. The next movie, you definitely would have to do Gorilla Grodd coming down the pipeline there. The third movie, you would definitely then have to do the Rogues Gallery because you got to get them in there. And then the fourth movie would definitely have to be this or whatnot. Yeah. Now, do you think if they got to that far and Ben Affleck was still Batman, do you think he could deliver that line that Batman delivered with the thank
you? I think he could, no problem. I think Batman's, you know, if anyone hasn't seen The Town,
yeah,
that is one of like the best movies of his ever. So
that was it. This is Kyle's and my first commentary on the
You'll love the commentary when Steve left to have a smoke. There's some good moments in there.
How could I thought,
tune in next week for all that fun shit.
So of course, yeah, so so that was about it. So we're gonna probably stop it right here. Right now it's just basically the credits. We're not really going to go in and dive into the credits or whatnot.
Yeah, so James Tucker did stuff co-producing by Alan Burnett. That guy's a dick.
I'll actually kind of wait. I'm going to wait a little bit until it gets to the actual credits because I do want to see who played Thawne, even though I literally could just look it up on IMDb.
Fuck it, let's watch the credits. But yeah, we want to thank everyone for tuning in. If you haven't seen this movie, definitely go check it out. And we're sorry if we spoiled anything for you.
We told you in the beginning we were going to spoil it.
Sorry, okay, so we've got...
Jesse Chambers was the Flash. C. Thomas Holland was Professor Zoom.
Yeah, C. Thomas Howell was Professor Zoom. Michael B. Jordan, Kevin Conroy, Sam Daly.
Yeah, it was his son.
Son.
That's right, because I remember his... Oh, Ron Perlman was
Deathstroke. Oh, nice.
I know fucking idea. That's good.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, see, here's what I love, though. Batman, Bob Kane.
Yeah.
Bill Norris, Jack Kirby. Etrigan was built by Jack Kirby.
Yeah.
Who did all those other characters. Yeah, it's like all these things, like they had to give them credit now. Jerry Siegel, Joe Shuster.
Yeah, they have to give all those people credit now. So basically we're going to put a...
That pissed me off still about Finger, though. He never got anything.
Yeah, he never got his day.
But hopefully we can
fight for it. Next year or something like that. So basically we stopped it out. Now the cool part about this, there are some special features on this. It kind of does go into like the whole Rogues Gallery.
Welcome to the Rogues Gallery.
Stuff like that. Of course, you can find this movie on iTunes, Amazon Prime, Amazon. Of course, you want to use the Sasquatch.net webpage. Click on the Amazon banner and buy some ones. If you
phenomenal. I mean, look at this. Like Steve's sixth time watching and he finally caught some stuff that he never saw.
So much shit. So again, this is a movie that I definitely got my money's worth with this. I think I paid like $20 for this.
And you've watched it.
And I've watched it like more times than I've watched any movie right now. And I've literally, because of this movie, I've fallen in love with the Flash character. Like I love Barry Allen. I think he's a great character. I've been picking up the comic books. I absolutely love those. But so again, like we've been saying, if you like this, if you love the commentary, you want us to do more, let us know. Literally give us some feedback on this, because if we don't hear anything, we're not gonna know what to do. If
we're gonna hated cry this, into
or,
our beers.
Like if we hated this and you're like, or you're like, hey, we really liked it, but we feel like you need to do
something different
with it or whatnot. We're fine with that. We're open to the criticisms or anything like that. Of course, you can find me at Stephen Mooney Jr. on the Twitters, on Instagram at S Mooney Jr. Of course, you can follow us at the Longbox Cast on the Twitters as well. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. I think we're at 49.
Yeah, 49 right now. And of course, we have a like and everything on our longboxcast.com.
You get it. If whoever gets us to 50, we're going to do a contest, and the contest will be able to win a copy. That's right. We're going to say a copy of Mad Love by Bruce Timm and Paul Dini. That's the origin story of Harley Quinn and how she came about and how she fell in love with the Joker. So we will pick up a copy of that, and we will give that out once we get to our 50th like. And of course, once we get
we will also include a gift certificate of $5 to Long John Silver's.
Yes,
so you know where you where you want
to get us to fifty likes. Even if we get beyond 50 likes, of course, when we get to 100 likes, we'll do another contest like that if people like it. But again, Kyle, where can we find you?
You can find me at Moon Studios and of course at Long Boxcast on Twitter. And as always, I think the best closer for this is the one of the most famous Flash lines I've ever heard him say: "Is with great power comes great responsibility."
You didn't say that. That was Spider-Man.
No, it wasn't Spider-Man. It was Uncle Ben's rice.
Uncle Ben. Enough said. No, the Flash. No, until next time.
Too legit to quit.
No, I got a better line. How we're gonna close this? Not too legit to quit. That was Cyborg's line. The Flash will be like, we'll be back in a flash.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's right. Now you know why they called me the Flash.
Wow.
Blow down.
Okay, next time.
This feeling deep inside of me, girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling.
This has been another fine production of the Four Eyed Radio Network. For more shows, please listen to and follow foureyedradio.com.
Goo, 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 back in the pudding flash. Oh,
I am vengeance. Zap, blah, 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 I am the knife. I am the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah.
I am vengeance. I am the knight. I am Ghost Dad. The Moon Tool. Dr. Oxaball. Oh, Trimmies.
I wasn't in that movie.